This is Walk Good, African and Caribbean folk tales retold by storyteller Keisha Christie. Join us as we share stories passed down from generation to generation. Gather your family and your friends, reminisce about the old days, learn something new, and most of all, walk good. Welcome to this episode of Walk Good. I'm your storyteller, Keisha Christie, and in this episode, we have a Guyanese folktale for you. In honor of Guyana's Independence Day on May the 26th, in this episode, you're getting a two-for-one. This story is about Sensibill and Stupidy Bill. One day, Sensibill and Stupidy Bill were walking down the street when they started to smell the sweet scent of cakes and pastries coming from Mrs. Rose's shop. So Sensibill said to Stupidy Bill, so he should break into the shop and steal all of the pastries and cakes and that they would split it later. But if he hear Mrs. Rose coming, he must holler like a cat. And then Sensibill went to work. Well, while Sensibill was away, Stupidy Bill broke into the shop and started piling all of the pastries and cakes into a bag. And then suddenly, he heard Mrs. Rose's footsteps coming. And then Stupidy Bill remembered what Sensibill had told him about the cat. And he started to yell out, holler like a cat, holler like a cat, holler like a cat. Well, Sensibill never getting a cake because Stupidy Bill was in jail. How Turkle Fooled Rat. Once a very long time ago, times were hard. When I say times were hard, I mean scrape the bottom of the rice pot hard. There was a drought affecting all of the islands, and there wasn't much food to go around. As a matter of fact, most folks spent their days and nights looking for food. And when they weren't looking for food, they were talking about food. You ever find it funny how, after you've just eaten, you still think about or talk about what it is you're going to eat next? Well, there was no difference here. Some would say, boy, what I would do with a sweet potato at my next meal. And others would say, oh, if I could just find a ripe sour sap. And it went on and on. But on this day, under the blazing hot sun, Turkle had decided to take some shade under the tamarind tree. And as he lay down there, he saw a rat passing by. Now, Rat's fur was dull and his tail was dragging in the sand, but he wasn't one to make anybody feel that they were better than him. And so Rat called out, hey, Turkle, how you doing? Turkle lifted his head and said, oh, I'm okay, I'm fine. And you? And Rat said, couldn't be better. I mean, how could Rat make Turkle think that he was worse off, even in the middle of a drought? Rat was a cunning kind of fiddle. And so he said, you know, Turkle, I am doing so good. You know, the drought not really bothering me, you know, because and say I can go long periods of time without eating. Ah, Turkle said, really? How long you think you can go without eating? I mean, how long is the longest you can go without eating? Well, Rat thought to himself, this sounds like a challenge. And he wasn't one to back down from Turkle's challenge. So the two of them decided that they would each pick a tree for the other to sit under, and they would have to stay there until that tree bared fruit, but they couldn't eat anything until the tree bared fruit. So Rat chose a plum tree and told Turtle to sit under the plum tree with the skinny little trunk and built a fence around the tree with Turkle inside. And he would come and visit. A month passed by and Rat came to visit Turkle and said, Turkle, how you doing? And Turkle sang out, oh, I'm fine. How are you? Wow, he sounded awfully cheerful. 2 months passed by and Rat came to visit his friend. Turtle, how you doing? I'm fine, said Turkle, sounding strong and firm. Rat didn't say anything. Well, 3 months passed by, and finally, the tree blossoms started to come out, and then the fruit, and then they began to ripe slowly. And as they began to ripe, the fruit started to hang down and start dropping off of the tree. Bloop, 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 bloop. And Turkle began to eat and eat and eat and eat until him belly full. But Rat came by and said, "Boy, huh, that must be nice." Well, Turkle chose a cashew tree for Rat to sit under. With his big fat trunk, it should be fine for Rat to sit under. Turkle built his fence and came to visit his friend. 1 month passed by, and Turkle said, "How are you doing, my friend?" Rat replied, "I'm okay." 2 months passed by. Turkle came to visit. "Rat, you okay in there?"
"Yeah, I'm okay," said Rat. "I'm just a little tired."
Oh. 3 months, 4 months, Turkle came by. "Hey, Rat, how you doing?"
Silence.
Turkle made his way through the fence and look, and there he saw Rat's dead body. It's funny, because it seems like Rat didn't know that cashew trees only bear fruit once every 3 years. Join us in our next episode as we have new stories to share with you. If you are not already, follow us on our socials to find out what's happening in between episodes. You can find us on Instagram at Talkin', T-A-L-K-I-N, _tales, T-A-L-E-S. We are also on Facebook at Talkin' Tales-Storytelling, as well as TikTok at Talkin' Tales. And don't forget, you can see stories performed on our YouTube channel under Talkin', T-A-L-K-I-N, Tales, T-A-L-E-S. In the month of June, we will be performing at the reading of Lulu in Toronto, Canada on June the 17th. You can also find us on June the 24th at the Durham Caribbean Festival in Pickering, Ontario. We encourage you to like, share, comment on this episode so that we can build our community and share more stories with you. Till we meet again, share this story with your family and your friends, and most of all, walk good.